Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Slow sports time of year? I don't think so. If you love football, don't miss our special broadcast live from Manning Passing Academy Friday. You can join Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller for Sports Talk live from Thibodeau at Nicholls State University. They're going to bring you to the 50-yard line at the premier football camp in America with the first family of football, Archie, Eli, and Cooper Manning. This amazing camp's been helping players reach their full potential on and off the field by embracing the fundamentals of football for key offensive positions, running back, tight end, wide receiver, and, of course, quarterback. And this year it'll feature elite quarterbacks, Arch Manning, Garrett Nussmeier, and also a lot of different quarterbacks as well. So mark your calendar for Sports Talk Live from Manning Passing Academy Friday, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health Center and WWL. Today on Sports Talk with Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller, Charlie Long. For round one of the NBA draft is tonight. Who would you like to see the Pelicans at with their two first-rounders? We'll talk about that in a little bit. Plus, LSU baseball celebrates their 8th national championship with fans in Alex Box Stadium. How's the Tigers' roster looking for another title run in 2026? Then, at 6, you can join WWL's NBA draft special from Pelicans headquarters. They're going to break down the draft for you. And they'll TV sideline reporter Andrew Lopez, writer, podcaster Jim Eichenhofer, Pels radio studio host Gus Cadengill, along with Pels TV host and reporter Friend Summers, huddle up with Mike, Steve, and Charlie 4 till 9 on WWL and the Odyssey app. Full night of sports tonight. Alexander Cranford joins us now from the WWL Forecast Center. Good morning, Alexander. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I must have taken a nap or something because apparently we had a tropical storm, Andrea. I didn't know anything about it.
Yep, it lasted 12 hours, according to the National Hurricane Center. And yep, if you just did something yesterday, then you totally missed it because it formed apparently in the morning, and then it was no longer a tropical storm by the nighttime.
So what is the rest of it looking like from, I guess, off the coast of Africa with Saharan dust? I know here we are, June the 25th. 25 days in the hurricane season, quiet so far. Of course, I don't know how much we can gauge from that, given the fact that it doesn't really heat up until August and September. What are we seeing off the coast of Africa with Saharan dust and so forth?
Actually, there's another huge plume of Saharan dust set to move into the Western Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico later this week and this weekend. So we're not too concerned about, you know, big systems coming from Africa right now. There have been a couple of little waves here and there, but they just haven't been able to get going because the conditions just aren't right. So I would say into the early part of June, at least, that's about as far ahead as we can look at this time.
Early part of July.
July, yeah. And that's about as much as we can look ahead and looking quiet for the most part.
So when it comes to the Caribbean and places like that at this time of year, is the concern more in the Atlantic or the Caribbean, and does it shift as we get later in the season? And Saharan dust has nothing to do with the Caribbean, right?
Well, right. It can actually. Yeah. I mean, if it makes it to the Caribbean, then it makes it harder for things to form there, you know. And okay. We have been getting these huge plumes moving all the way toward the Caribbean and even into the Gulf. But generally, I think just in June and July, there's something like 5% of a season's storms form in June and maybe 6 or 7% form in July. So just when you look at a season, these really just aren't active months. Yes, we're officially in the season. We can get a couple of storms here and there. But as we all know, it's August, especially late August, and then that first part of September, especially, that we get all of the activity. So it's kind of interesting. Some of the, PhD, Phil Klotzbach kind of experts in hurricanes, they sort of think perhaps there should be like a season within a season, you know, because we have this 6 month span, but so much happens in those two to maybe like 3 months in the middle of the season.
I was getting ready to say it's like preseason because, okay, we get through June and July. All right, big deal. So what? Yeah. We still got August, right? And August and September, that's when it really heats up, and that's when we really got to start watching. But I guess we got to be thankful for small favors. What about La Nina, El Nino, or whatever the middle one is? I don't know. What is that? Where does that stand?
The middle one is the neutral phase, and that's what we're in right now. So we really, that hasn't been a big factor in this season's
neutral
forecast.
Nina?
Neutral, yeah. You kind of neutral swing
Nina.
From one
is
side
that
to the other. Well, you just say neutral. Oh. Neutral Nina. I like that, though. Yeah, neutral. So you either have El Nino, where you have the warmer than average waters off the Pacific coast, and then around, you know, Peru and Ecuador, and then that causes all these changes in the Atlantic basin. And that is, you know, one thing that can definitely help to at least get you an idea of what might happen. And then there's La Nina, or neutral phase, where they don't really disturb, you know, as much. So we don't have either one of those really going right now. So I don't know, could you say we're just like kind of right in the middle?
So the Pacific has been kind of active. We already have Hurricane Eric. Can we infer anything from the Pacific to the Atlantic as far as hurricane season, or is it apples and oranges?
Yeah, it does. Oftentimes, if it's more active on the Pacific, it'll be a little bit quieter in the Atlantic. In fact, sometimes it's completely one or the other, and then sometimes later in the season it can shift. Certainly, it's still pretty active in the Pacific. Like you said, we just had Eric that, you know, became a pretty strong storm and made landfall on Mexico's coast on the other side, on the western side. And then there's another spot off the Central American coast that has a pretty high chance of forming soon. So we'll see if that one becomes another tropical storm and then potentially hurricane. That one is set to kind of move out over the waters, might not impact Mexico, possibly. You know, we'll see in the next few days.
Well, I'm going to quit
still
when
active over there.
I'm going to quit when I'm ahead. Thank you, Alexander Cranford.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Good news. We're going to stop right there.
Yeah, all right. We'll do it. And then
you bet. WWO Forecast Center. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. Big night for the Pelicans tonight. They have two first-round picks. What are they likely to do? They traded C.J. McCollum. We'll talk about all that. We come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 936, 24 till 10. Traffic now on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.